Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a mom of three kids, ages 2, 5, and 7, and I live in Southern California.
And I'm Megan. I am the mom of 5 kids, ages 6 through 17, and I live in Michigan. This is the Mom Hour, part of the Life Listened Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 48 of the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers, and I am here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah.
So today is a part 2 of 2. We're doing a 2-part series on style and fashion and how those things have evolved for us as moms. And last week, if you caught episode 47, we talked about clothes, where we're shopping, shopping struggles and dramas, and how we don't like indoor malls. And this week we're talking more hair and skincare, and also kind of the routines of style. Like, if you still have kids at home, like, when do you actually put on your outfit for the day? Because I think that's totally, there's like the pre-morning drop-off outfit, and then like when you're actually dressed. So kind of like the functional routines of style and beauty. So this will be kind of fun. If you didn't listen last week, no big deal. We're just going to launch right in. So Megan, anything, any housekeeping before we get going, or should we just dive in?
No housekeeping.
We're good. I think we're good. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about your hair, Megan, because I just popped on Instagram and saw your latest
picture. Let's not
talk
about hair.
Let's talk about hair.
All right.
Yes. Tell your hair story.
Okay. Well, my hair story. let's see. I had long, you know, I call it my high school hair. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Just kind of long, shapeless, whatever hair. Till I was about 22, and then it turned really bad. Like, I think it was having, I had two babies at that point, or two, a baby and a toddler, and I was not really getting it cut as often as I needed to be. I wasn't really conditioning it very well. I was probably washing it too often, like all the things you're not supposed to do that I didn't know then, and it got really frizzy and out of control and terrible. And so I got my first short haircut when I was probably 24. I struggled for like a year or two, and then I finally just went and got it cut. And I loved it. And it kind of was that middle short length. So it was never really was above, too much above my chin. But maybe a couple times when it was back, that was, you know, the late 90s, well, early 2000s when that look was really in, where it was like kind of scrunched up in the front and then like the back was all flippy outy and stuff. And it was really fun. And but it was easy to grow out because it was already pretty long. And so I kind of went between that look and like almost to my shoulders, and I cut it off, and almost to my shoulders and cut it off. And finally one day, about 4 years ago, I think, I just decided to stop screwing around, and I cut my hair off it was like an inch and a half short or long. And that was drastic. It was a pixie, like super short. And I loved it.
Did you just
panic?
Like when you, like right before it happened, did you just?
No, I had this next door neighbor who cut hair, and she had short hair, and I really liked hers, and it was really casual. Like, I went over there one day, and I think she gave me a glass of wine and was like, let's just cut your hair all off. And I said, okay, I was having a bad hair moment. And it was like, I know what it was. I had finally gotten it long enough to put in a ponytail, but it was like a struggle ponytail, you know, like you're like forcing it in, and then pieces are falling out.
I hate
the
pieces.
I wore it like that for like a week, and I thought, well, all I'm going to do is wear my hair in a ponytail. What is the point? So I decided to get it cut off, and Clara was a baby then, or a toddler then. And so I got my hair, you know, very, very short. And since then I have really fluctuated between very, very short and pretty darn short. Like sometimes I would grow the front out a little bit, but I would always keep the back really short. So I have not had hair past, you know, in not past my eyes in like 4 years. And I kept having, and I kind of thought maybe I would never grow it out again. But I kept having these dreams about growing my hair out. I would feel it on my neck. Like, I would have dreams where I'd be running and I'd feel like my ponytail hitting me in the back, or like I'd feel my hair. And I just started to get this weird desire to have long hair again. And I feel like the longer I stay short, the less likely that is to ever happen.
Right.
Because at some point I'll probably stop caring. So I just thought, why not? I'm just going to grow it out. So right now I am at the awkward stage, like the really – and I'm doing it in a good way. Like, I'm growing the front first. Back is still pretty short. And then at some point, I'll start growing it all together. Otherwise, if you do it in reverse, you get the Carol Brady look. Yeah. Like, it flips up in the back, and it's not good. It's not the right year for that. But although I have seen now that the mullet, like a very specific, intentional mullet, is coming back.
It has to. I was just thinking about, I don't know why I was thinking
about
this, but like
the AC
Slater.
The she mullet.
I'm picturing like AC Slater hair and
more less that. But less curly, like not as permed as it, not, like not as intentional. I'm thinking more like a Pat Benatar.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like an early very 80s different. Pat Benatar. Very, yeah, like a rocker mullet. I've seen it, like where you know the person is cute enough and stylish enough that it wasn't just a bad haircut or like they forgot. Yeah, it was not an accident. So,
you had to figure that was coming. I mean, everything does come
right,
back.
I know.
But I have been kind of bracing.
Yeah. And I will say, like, even when I had my shortish medium length hair for a while, it did have like a kind of a mullety look. Like it was like the bang was short, and then it was kind of like it was very, what's that style of the shag? It was kind of a shag look, but a short shag. But I was 25 then. There's a lot you can pull off when you're 25, and just look like you're a funky college kid or whatever. So anyway, I'm just really really dragging this out, but. I am at the point now where the hair in front is long enough that it just doesn't go anywhere. Like there's nothing – I really can't wear it down. I really can't tuck it by my ears yet.
So in the picture, I can twist Instagram it. Picture, you do have a cute little twist, like a twist. With a bobby pin.
Do you know how long it took me to get that twist?
Oh, it looks pretty cute.
I mean, oh, thanks. I mean, but it'll look cute for a while.
Also,
but the pieces
are there
start
grown
to fall
out highlights going on? What is happening in the color contrast in this picture?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say grown out highlights. That's not
is
what
it
is.
Is it an ombre?
It's an ombre. It's an intentional ombre, but it doesn't look like that because I've got it twisted back. But I'm definitely like the roots are like a dark ash blonde, and
in this picture,
the other stuff is
really
very
dark.
Blonde.
That's why.
Yeah.
I put
a filter on there, so you know.
Okay.
I'm not a professional filter adder, but they are dark. They're very dark, and then the top is very blonde. So you're not mistaking what you're seeing. But it's an ombre, but it's like a reverse ombre.
Yes. Got
so, it. Anyway,
so how long will that take? Do you think? Where will we be having the same conversation a year from
now? This is the point where I start to doubt myself. Yeah. I think in a year I will have a legit between chin and shoulder length haircut.
Yeah. And there are some really cute.
And it won't require as much upkeep. Right now there's a lot of upkeep going on.
And there are some cute ways to. I have a really hard time with shoulder length hair. It does not do well for me. But there are some really cute ways to style that length of hair. That's if I get tempted. To cut, it's that shoulder length. But
it's easy to like do those like those kind of loose curls that are really fun right now that everyone's doing. And that's a good length for that kind of stuff. I think when my hair was that length before, I was just too busy with babies and kids and stuff. I just wasn't going to bother.
The ponytail is way too tempting.
I was also washing my hair too much. I was washing it every day. And now I don't even do that. So I could wash my hair like every third day now. So it's just, although with short hair, you know, even the days I don't wash it, I often have to do like a dunk of my head under the shower to set it.
Right.
You know, reset, like the reset button, because otherwise I just look like I have bedhead all the time.
Bedhead. Yeah, so. we're so opposite. So I also wash my hair every third day, which I also didn't in those, same as you in back in those days.
Yeah.
But my hair is really long. I mean, I had long hair in high school until senior year, then I cut it shoulder length, and then I went back and forth between shoulder length and long, you know. On and off. But I never, when I had my hair long, it was always up. I mean, not just because I was a ballerina and because I like to wear my hair up, but I also did not know how to style long hair. And so there was really no point in it being long. And then when I would cut it shoulder length, they'd blow dry it cute at the hair salon. And I'd think I love this, but then I would never do that thing. So I really like I never knew how to style my own hair other than putting it up. And for some reason, like in my 30s, I figured out, and I do think like the soft waves and the soft curls and the curling irons being back was like a great timing for my hair because I have naturally wavy hair.
Yeah.
In certain climates, I can just put a curl product in it and wear it kind of loose waves. Not in California. It's really frizzy here. Super frizzy.
Yeah.
Because we're near the ocean. But it's not hard. My hair takes curl really easily. So the whole like... I can air dry it, and it looks terrible when it's air dried. But I can
like
air dry
it. Gets that kind of like kinky weird. Does it do that?
I mean, well, it depends on if I've like brushed it or put any product in it, or if it's truly air dried. But I have parts of my hair that are legit curly. I mean, really little ringlets. But then I have other parts that aren't, and so it's all over the place. And it's pretty. It has volume. I don't lack volume, but it's not a true curl. It's not like a true curly hair where you could put product in.
Right. No, I get it. That's exactly how mine is. And mine was all the ringlets were underneath.
That's where mine are too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some are right in the front. But the good news is that my hair takes curl really easily. So I can air dry and just look ugly for like 2 hours while I'm running around the house or whatever.
Yeah.
And then with a curling iron, it doesn't take me very long. I used to just think curling iron sounded like the most high maintenance thing ever. And having long hair and a curling iron, I think of as like, you know, some kind of a sorority girl thing that I've never been, that's never been me in my life. But it is totally what I do now. And I love it because then I don't have to do anything to it really. Sometimes if I'm feeling like it, I might do the curling iron again the next day. But really, I don't do anything for the next 2 days. Just kind of run my fingers through it because I don't. So for me, the biggest, and we're going to get at the end of the show, we're going to kind of talk about like routines, like when, if you do your hair, are you like first thing in the morning? Do you do it every day? But having that time to like air dry and then either curl it, or sometimes I do the flat iron and just straighten it. It needs one or the other. I hate blow drying my hair, but I feel like I'm thankful that we're in a time where we've come to a time where you don't have to, or like at least right now the styles aren't that super blown out.
Yes.
Look, that I can get.
I luckily skipped that over because I was.
Or I don't mind a flat iron look either. I mean, it's kind of a plain look for me. It's just long and straight, but at least it looks fine. And it doesn't take me a super long time to flat iron it once I've kind of air dried. So that's where I am. But I don't think I'm going to cut it for a while because, again, a long hair I used to think of as either high maintenance or like shorter was easier. But for me, longer is easier. And when I say longer, I mean like shoulder length. But that shoulder length is not a good length for me. I have too much volume, too much going on.
Yeah, I agree. Like I think back now and I just didn't know. I mean, this was the 90s when I had long hair, right? So there wasn't a good product, A. There was mousse gel, and I think they were just starting to come out with pomades, but it was really for short hair to like make spikes and stuff.
Right.
They didn't really have the serums and Moroccan oils and all that stuff. There just wasn't really readily available. People weren't getting blowouts then, so it wasn't even – or if they were, it wasn't something I could have afforded at that time of my life. So there was no way I was going to go to the salon like twice a week and just get a blowout. And my hair was the type – like if I really wanted it to look good blown out, I would have to blow it dry, like bone dry.
Yeah.
You know, like – because if I blew it almost all the way dry, it would just pop right back up into whatever it was going to do anyway. And I have a lot of volume and a lot of hair. And I didn't know about thinning hair out either. Like I had never had someone go through with a razor and just pull out like half of my hair. I don't know if you – like how creepy it is. You're like, where is that even coming from? Didn't you just do this?
Kind of alarming.
So – But now that I know all those things, like now that I'm armed with all this information about like don't wash too much – use this product, like do this and that. I feel like now I'll have a much better long hair experience. I just want to do it.
Yeah.
Do it one more time.
Do it.
And then maybe I'll get sick of it after a year and cut it all off again. I don't know. Who cares?
Do it. I think there's great. Yes, I agree. We've come a long way.
It's going to be a struggle for the next year though. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm always like, I always am slightly envious of other moms in my station of life where I do still have kids running around in the morning and I'm not like doing my hair every day, but who seem to have cute hair all the time. I do think I have hair envy because I think my hair can look cute, but it often, I often don't get out the curling iron or I just go to the ponytail.
Well, you just don't put in the time. It takes time.
And then then I walk around. And because of the washing every third day, if I put in the time, I'm good for 3 days. So I really should just do it. And do you have any gray hair? Or is yours just...
I do. Nope, I have gray. That is something that growing my hair out now has been showing me because, you know, I used to just color my own hair. I always colored it around the same color. And I would just do it whenever I got a cut. And when my hair was, you know, super short, I was getting it cut sometimes every 3 weeks.
Right.
Because you have to maintain it. Now I'm trying to kind of grow it out a little bit so I'm not cutting as often and I'm seeing the grays. They're mostly at my temples.
Yeah.
But there's grays scattered around, and so that's another reason I'm still dyeing the. Even though the color that you see in the dark color is actually really close to my natural, I have to dye it. Otherwise, I'll look like I'm gray on one spot and not any place else. It's just kind of odd. So
No, I am very gray and all around my hairline in the front of my face. So like my go-to used to be like a messy high bun or like messy ponytail. And anytime it's pulled up away from my face, the roots are glaring. And I tell myself that I was so low maintenance with hair for so long that I've earned the right to 6 weeks between roots going to get them dyed. Because I didn't get highlights when everybody was getting highlights. I didn't do anything. Yeah. I literally cut my hair like once a year for 20 years. So I feel like the average cost, if I can retroactively apply that, So yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's
bad. Well, and I'm getting my highlights done at the salon now, and I didn't for a very, very long, right. I mean, I haven't done highlights.
Right.
Maybe once every couple of years, I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll get a couple highlights, you know, right. But I've always just dyed my own hair. It's been fine. Now with the cut not being good, I feel like the color needs to be good and I'm not going to be able to pull that off myself. So, right. And you know, the ombre thing, actually, I just saw a picture that I really loved like on a Pinterest board or something and loved it. But again, I'm starting to get a little disillusioned because it's kind of a funky, it's funky again, like we talked about in episode 47, right. I'm not sure I can pull off that much funk.
You
so
are
we'll
funky.
See.
I think you can.
I don't know.
I think you can.
No, we'll see. Let's talk in a couple months and we'll see where I'm at with it all.
You should measure your our friend Karen Walrond, Chukalunks, she's growing her beautiful, luscious afro out. Have you ever seen how she says it like every it's been like 2.5 years. So you can measure your
post
updates measuring the length of your pixie too long.
I should totally do that. And I mean, you know, the thing is it's at some point, the awkwardness will start to subside. So I know it's coming, but, you know, and I can always get a new, like a different cut too. I think that's another trick for when you're growing your hair out. Mm-hmm. Besides using bobby pins and stuff like that, because like the little twist and the braids have really helped me a lot. But also sometimes just get a totally different cut than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe you need bangs for a while or maybe you need to not have bangs for a while, or, you know, so those are all if anybody's like afraid to grow their hair out because it is hard. You get stuck and you don't want to. You don't want to never change.
Right. Right.
But yeah.
So well, I always think that like Instagram or Pinterest, whatever your visual, like wherever you like to get your eye candy, I'm much more Instagram, but is a fun way to stay on top of. Like I don't browse magazines anymore. It's fun to do it, but I'm just out of the habit. But anytime you're following or looking at pictures of those more fashionable than you or those who are putting it out there more fashionably than you, I think is a good way to just if you can like stay connected to the styles you like without, you know, just bemoaning that you're not going to the salon every 4 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about makeup and skincare. I feel like I need like a total reset. And I don't know if this has happened to you, but I feel like I was really good at makeup. And I never wore a ton, but I was good at the makeup I knew how to do. I was on stage a lot because of dance, so I understood eye makeup and read all the magazines and like all, and that carried me through like high school and college and into my 20s. And then now I feel like it's like a foreign language. I feel like I should be buying better products because I've always been a drugstore makeup person. And I feel like I don't even know what these things are. I feel like I should be taking better care of my skin because I'm of a certain age, but it's overwhelming. So
it
I don't know. Have you gone through that?
I have. Yeah, where do I start? Okay, so first of all, I'm kind of unabashedly a drugstore brand person. I don't feel bad about it. I think there are some products that are worth paying more for, but I think most of us can do pretty well at the drugstore. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Like all the, like, the retinol stuff and all those things, you can get all that stuff at the drugstore. And I know it. Maybe it's not the same like medical grade or whatever you can get if you buy it at a spa or salon. And certainly I'm sure people listening have good justifications. And I think if the justification is you like going to Sephora or your department store and it makes you feel good to buy something that's a little more expensive because you like the packaging or whatever, great. I've definitely been there and I've bought stuff even when I couldn't really afford it. I have bought products that I just loved and I thought that was completely worth it.
Or because it lasts a lot longer. I know my sister was just telling me about the face makeup that she uses that is more expensive but lasts forever. I think I don't really care where it comes from. I just feel like I don't know what to buy anymore because I feel like techniques have changed. And so what drugstore brands do you like?
Whatever we have CVS coupons for it because John is now did I tell you about John's CVS problem?
No,
I mean not a problem. I mean like his CVS obsession.
Intervention.
We should probably have a whole episode. Actually this would be a great idea. Have a whole episode just about like cracking the code of all these different coupons and store it's like store rewards programs.
Right.
Because
gaining
now
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna make this really quick, but this is a funny story. So we have a Walgreens that has been, you know, our town's Walgreens forever.
Right.
And then a CVS went in, like really close to our house. And it was this big debate because it went into this area where they had to knock down some houses that needed to be knocked down. They were in a terrible place for houses to be. But it did kind of disrupt the construction and everything, just did disrupt the neighborhood. And there's really not a reason to have a drugstore there. We don't need another drugstore. Like something else could have gone there. So there was this big controversy about it going in at all. And we swore we would never go there. We're like, we're loyal to Walgreens, blah, blah, blah. Well, wouldn't you know, one day it's terrible weather and we just didn't want to drive the extra quarter of a mile or whatever in this terrible snow. And we went to CVS and we started looking at like the coupons and they had this. So you, oh no, what it was is they printed out extra bucks. We got like extra bucks at the registers. Okay. If you buy certain things, you get money back. And then you can combine the in-store coupons with like manufacturer's coupons and then get the extra bucks on top of it. So you can like walk out with money and a whole bunch of stuff. You can actually make money. And so John is obsessed. And I'm going to share with you, I'll send it to you, Sarah, and then you can put it in the show notes. This picture of his like haul of all of his bucks and stuff. So yeah. So just, you know, half an hour ago before we started talking, I was at CVS picking out some new makeup because I needed some. So today I got L'Oreal because that was what we had.
L'Oreal.
Coupons for and everything else. And what I really needed was a light foundation. Mm-hmm. I never wear foundation, but I'm just kind of starting to realize that like under my eyes, I just have enough fine lines. I need something just to kind of even that out a little bit. And so I got a blur cream, which is like kind of fills in the cracks and smooths everything out. And that's probably the only place I'll use it is under my eyes. And then I got a new pressed powder because I always shatter those. Like I would never spend a lot of money on a pressed powder because I'll drop my purse and shatter it.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what else did I get? Oh, I got a new lip gloss. I love lip glosses. I collect those.
You once stole a lip gloss from me.
And that was a total accident. I loved it so much. And you know what? After that, I actually ended up buying that same lip gloss like three more times. I love lip gloss. I will buy a whole bunch. And I'll have them in any brand. I don't care. I'll just have like an array of colors.
Yes.
And I wear like a bronzery, like a blushy bronzer thing that I think is – maybe Physician's Formula. I'll look in a second. And I wear a mascara. And that's usually all I wear. I don't wear a lot of makeup. I have eye makeup and I'll wear it for fun, like if I'm going out.
Right.
And I have this trick where, because my eyes are really deep set, I'll put black liner on the top under lid.
Uh-huh.
Just on the outside half, like on the outer half of each under the top. And it really makes my eyes like look a lot bigger and more dramatic. And that's kind of it. And you know what? I'm okay with that because I have to say, even though these videos that these girls are putting on YouTube now with all contouring and all that, I think that's really cool, but I find the effect almost a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
They look too good. I don't know.
Well, and I always wonder if that's the way it looks like, because so much of that, the way we see the end product is either on video or in a picture, right? And I always wonder if like, because I don't really know anyone who does their face like that in real life that I've like stood right up next to. But I have to believe it would not look as good in a three-dimensional human unless you just were in great lighting in the evening maybe. But I just feel like it would look weird.
It's very like porcelain doll and very dewy. And that's one thing, you know, you're talking about needing your makeup to be kind of a little overhaul. One thing I have found recently is that dewy look isn't looking so hot anymore. Like the, you know, all that makeup had a lot of shimmer in it for a long time. And up until about 3 years ago, that all looked great on me. And all of a sudden now it's like, I feel like every time I put something too shimmery on, all I see are like lines in my face. So, yeah, I mean, it's not even glitter. It's like that, iridescent, but it gets in the cracks. And then that's all, it's like, that's where the light gets reflected and that's all you can see. So I use that stuff still, but very sparingly. Like I use it on my upper cheekbones, but not around my eyes, not around my mouth, not anywhere where anything might be sagging, you know? So it takes me about 7 minutes to put my makeup on. It's not like I spend hours in front of the mirror. And I love makeup. I think it's so fun, but I don't know.
I do too. I feel like where I feel a little more lost is in, I would say, where skincare and face makeup kind of overlap, because now I think there are some really good ways to take care of your skin with, like, you know, sunscreen and whatever, moisturizers with things in them that I can't pronounce. The one thing I did find recently is a Neutrogena and L'Oreal are my two go-to drugstore brands. Mm-hmm. Like I'll look there first if I'm looking for something. And there's a Neutrogena BB cream, which I don't even know exactly. BB cream, I believe, is like slightly more than a tinted moisturizer. Like it's a little closer to foundation, halfway between like tinted moisturizer and
It generally has some level of illumination to it. It generally is a little bit shimmery.
Okay. I feel like, I don't know if mine's shimmery. It just seems like it evens everything out, but doesn't look like I'm wearing foundation. So that is a good one that I've found, and I can put that one in. And then, yeah, I'm with you on just mascara and lip gloss and blush. I like something on my cheeks because otherwise I feel like.
Yeah, I need a blush or a. Yes, yeah. Well, remember how we've laughed about this a couple times, but remember how we had that episode where we talked about the color, the life slowly draining.
Life draining.
Out of
you told me.
Of our faces.
I was like, I feel like
my lips and cheeks.
Be pinker. And you were like, yeah, that's because the life is draining from your face.
Slowly draining from your face.
So if you
it's true.
If you're a little younger than us, let's say you're like between 30 and 35, where we are between 35 and 40, and you feel like your lips used to be pinker, don't worry.
It's true.
It's just because
it's
life
just
the
life
draining,
out of you. It happens to everybody, and you can put it back with a little blush and some lip gloss. Yeah. I've started to get a lot more particular about like the color of lip gloss and the color of blush I'll use. Those are two things I pay a lot more attention to now.
Right now, they're too pinky.
Yeah, I feel like something a little more like a little deeper, more apricot or something. There's just something I don't even know I'll know the color when I see it, and then I'm like, that's the one for me.
Right.
But you know. So for skincare, I'm also using Neutrogena right now. I'm using some Retin-A. I can never remember. Well, I think they're the same thing. It's like one, I think, is the brand name of the, think Retinol maybe is the chemical and Retin-A is the, that should actually be completely wrong what I just said. So please correct me if I'm wrong, but
all of this could be wrong.
This is probably all wrong. So I got all that. And that stuff, even in the drugstore, is not cheap, by the way. But if you go to CVS and you use your extra bucks and maybe it's like a day out when they have like a 40% off, you can get a pretty good. But the problem with that stuff is that a lot of it overlaps. So the foundation you buy might be doing the same, have some of the same active ingredient as the foundation you, or the moisturizer you just put on, which often has the same active ingredient as like the serum you want, you know, you put on this morning. So I feel like I try to have.
And now you wonder why I'm confused and feel like I need to start
from
scratch.
We're all confused. We're all confused. And you know, here's the thing. Even if you went to like a department store and had them put together a kit for you, I always feel like I walk out with stuff I don't need that I probably won't use. And a lot of it's still redundant. So I think if you use, you know, a good cleanser, like a gentle cleanser, I usually use that at night. And then in the morning I just kind of rinse my face with water because my pillow's clean.
Right.
And then I use like something, some kind of serum. And sometimes I think it's consistency. That's what I'm getting at. Like I think using something, not just buying it and then never using it, but like actually using what you buy is sort of the point. And so I'll have like a night cream and then
like
a daytime thing,
like,
and sunscreen.
Urban myth, urban legend, but I remember, like, again going back to our magazines of our teen years, reading that like when you change products sometimes it can be a good thing for your skin, like that your skin will get used to something, and then just by the act of having a new face wash it can be beneficial.
I have read that too, and I think sometimes, you know, that's one of the, like, who said it and how do they know? And
right.
Sometimes I read stuff and I, you know, I think I told you recently I have gotten accidentally subscribed to a whole bunch of magazines.
Yes.
And so I'm getting like InStyle and Allure again, and I'm really having fun with them. I haven't read those magazines in like 15 years.
Yeah.
So I'm having a lot of fun there. But I'll read a magazine or I'll read an article and some makeup artist or esthetician or somebody will say, you know, you have to do X, Y, Z. Otherwise, your products won't work as well because they have to fight against blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what. And I'm reading that thinking like, is this true? I mean, I don't know. Like, I have no way of knowing. And it's their opinion most likely, unless it's been proven scientifically. So I don't know. I'm not stressing about it too much. I try to use something. I do, you know, I think that I have noticed a difference when I've used some of the more, like I used ROC for a while, or ROC. I'm not sure if it's ROC or ROC. And I think I really did notice a difference with that. And that's retinol.
Yeah.
So I'm finding that products with retinol work. But when I run out of the stuff I'm using right now with retinol, maybe I'll switch to one of those like vitamin C ones for a while and see how that works. And maybe I'll switch them up. And one, you know, I use retinol at night and vitamin C in the morning. I think some of it, I think, is just a crapshoot.
Yeah.
And probably like
marketing,
drinking a lot of water and wearing sunscreen.
Yeah.
And stuff like that probably makes a way bigger difference in the long run.
I totally agree. And all the things that all the sunscreen we would have worn if we'd thought about it, that we can't go back in time.
I will say I've had a hard time finding a really good daily moisturizer with a 30 SPF. I would pay good money for one that doesn't feel, that doesn't smell like I'm at the beach and doesn't feel greasy. Like a moisturizer that's got 30 in it. They're hard to find. And when I do, like, a drugstore brands are just not cutting it for me. So if anyone out there has a suggestion, please, I'll spend a lot of money on that.
Well, I mean, this is not a moisturizer, but my sister, who, as we've discussed, is 8.5 years younger and therefore in a completely different style generation, who don't have gray hairs and eye lines yet.
But has a sunscreen that goes on after everything that is, it looks like a compact powder brush that's in its own little tube, but it doesn't add any powder. Like, no, it doesn't have any color or anything. It's like dusting your face with like invisible dust, and it's a sunscreen that goes on after everything else. And she said it works.
And it works?
Really well.
I would love that because I find that that's sometimes like that's the biggest trick in my whole beauty routine. Like when do I put on the sunscreen?
Yeah, and it's nice because if you've either forgotten or want more sunscreen because you now know you're going out in the sun, it's like literally in her purse like a tube of lipstick.
Yeah, I want that.
Yeah, okay. I'll find out. So, find out for me. All right. Well, let's – I think we have time to transition a little bit into like how do you get ready for to be a cute person during the day? I'm mostly talking about like you and I both attempt to go to the gym and shower at some point and then put on – real clothes. And I think like if you are working outside the home, this is usually part of the routine. Get up.
Probably already got the routine. So you don't
but I do this, think but, if you're working from home or staying at home, there's like, okay, I fully confess that some days I intend to do like a midday shower and get myself ready and then literally just never do it. So because I have an inconsistent schedule, like sometimes I might shower at night if I feel like it's been kind of like if we've been out and in the sun and I just want to feel clean or if I know I'm not going to have time to wash my hair in the morning. And then sometimes I do like the midday after the gym thing. So I do think that that's can be kind of a challenge. And for me, it makes for a lot of inconsistent how I look in the world. Like I may look like I'm
No, I totally get it.
Gym. I may look like I'm still in my pajamas or I may look totally put together on any given
moment. Let me be clear. I don't feel like I owe it to anybody to look any certain way. So I am the person who will unabashedly drop my kids off.
Yeah.
In what are essentially pajamas. I mean, they might not be my Mickey Mouse pajama pants, but they are things I could sleep in, and I don't care. I'll throw a hood on, like a hoodie or something, if my hair is terrible. So mine is kind of all over the place because a lot of it does depend on when I go to the gym. And I have to say for many years, I let that whole, like, when am I going to wash my hair? When am I going to take a shower thing really keep me from working out kind of a shameful amount because – I'd get myself in this rut where I'd be sitting there going, well, I mean, I have some things I have to do in the morning. And I also have a really hard time working out in a totally empty stomach. So, but it can't be full, right? So I'd have to eat something right when I woke up and then wait like an hour and a half and then go work out. So it was this like dance in my head that would make it very complicated. And then one day I was like, hey, dummy, you know, you can take 2 showers in one day.
Yeah.
Hello. And I don't have to shower just because I go to yoga. Like sometimes it's okay for me to like go to a yoga class, even sweat a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
and then not shower afterward. And I used to have a huge hang up about that. So
yeah, see, I probably don't have enough hang ups about that. I think I really don't. Like I'm just confessing, it doesn't bother me not to shower unless I've had a full I don't know the last time I had a workout like that. I mean, my workouts are walking briskly on a treadmill and like listening to podcasts while I pretend to do sit ups. So I do not always need a shower right after that by any means. Like deodorant, you know. Like wash my face.
Wipe your face down. Yes. Yeah. So, well, that's one thing. But on the flip side of that, you know, if I do get up and I feel like I can't start making, because that's another thing. Sometimes I feel like I really just can't get moving until I've done something, like put some clothes on or you know, real clothes or taken a shower or wash my face or something has to happen for me to transition between sloppy nighttime and productive daytime.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, it's okay if I do that and then change my clothes or it's okay if I shower and wash my hair first thing and get all ready and then go to the gym later and then maybe just jump back in the shower and rinse down. Or like sometimes I'll just wash the parts of my hair around my face.
Yeah.
Like that gets sweaty. So like the back of my neck and my bangs and not wash the rest of it. Or, you know, there's just it's not a thing. I was making it such a thing and it's really, it's not. But I think it was overwhelming in the way that just my life in general was kind of overwhelming. Right. Like it was just one more thing to think about.
Right.
And so, unfortunately, what often would end up happening is that the one thing that I probably could have been doing to feel better about myself and feel more healthy, like exercising a little bit, I wasn't doing because of all the complication that I was creating in my own head. So, I don't know. I'm not sure that that helps, though, because I think there's really no way to get – unless you have a totally regimented routine. Like, I'm going to – right now I'm going to yoga classes 2-3 times a week, and they're at all different times, and I'm seeing a trainer twice a week, and that's at 2 different times. So, there's really no way for me to have a routine around it.
Right.
And I'm just making peace with that, I guess.
No, I think that totally makes sense. I think if you're coming out of like the newer mom years where it is sometimes just really hard to find. I mean, you can find time for a shower. I think you wrote a post about that once. But if your goal is to maybe also blow dry your hair, put on a little makeup, it can add up. Even a pretty low maintenance routine can add up to a half hour that you need to. And if you've historically had a hard time finding that half hour, then even just getting into any kind of a routine can seem hard. And I just, I think where I am coming from is I feel better if I've taken the time to do those things.
Me too.
And not for any, like I need to please anybody kind of way. I just enjoy having a cute outfit on and having, you know, putting earrings in my ears and, you know, all of those little things. But because my schedule is still so inconsistent, I sometimes don't do that till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. Like then from two on, you look great, you know, and you feel good. And then before that, I feel like you can, up till that point, you can just kind of write that off as your sloppy hours or your time that you could like, clean something and get a little dirty or whatever. I don't even know what it would be.
Right.
I do have to say two things that you mentioned putting in earrings. That is one of those things that I never really thought about for a very long time. And now, since I've had super short hair, I've been really, I always wear earrings because otherwise it's very easy to just kind of look like a little boy when you have very short hair. And that's part of my routine. Like right at night, I take off my wedding ring because it's really bulky and I can't sleep in it. And I take off my earrings and I put them in this little bowl. And then in the morning, there they are waiting for me to put them right back on. And that's just one little stupid thing that makes me feel like I'm awake and alive and ready to start the day. And another thing that I just started doing, and this has been great, a friend of mine who goes to the same gym and I are splitting a locker at the gym. So we have you know, our own locker. It's like $25 a month. And I just have like a little makeup bag with just kind of
really
like
nice.
Bare bones makeup there, you know, nothing fancy, but I have a full, like I could put my full face on there if I wanted to, but it's just all, it's like five products.
Yeah.
Moisturizer. We've got full size shampoos. We've got like razors in there. It's hilarious. Like when we open it, like all this crap falls on us, but it's totally decked out. And I find now like that whole, I want to go to the gym, but I have to like pack the bag and I have all my stuff.
That stops me from getting ready at the gym too. Cause I I'll just come home and do it.
But honestly, being able to get ready there makes it that much nicer. It's nice to not have to come home all sweaty with your kids.
Right.
You know, and then try to fit in a shower. It's nice to just be able to roll that in with whatever childcare situation you've already got. And they have really nice showers and you can kind of like mingle there, like just kind of hang out for a little while.
Right.
I like it. It's nice. And now that I've got all my stuff there, it just is like a little luxury that has made me really look forward to going to the gym in a way I didn't used to. So,
well, this is like a way scaled down version of that. But another thing, I mean, the last two houses we've lived in are upstairs and downstairs. So I spend a lot of my life, you know, going up and down and having some things like duplicates of some things, either in a downstairs bathroom because our room is upstairs or even in the car. I mean, just because once we're almost out the door, I tend to get the kids in the car, tell them to get buckled or buckle Violet in, and then do that mom thing where you run in and out of the door like 16 more times. But one of those 16 times can be mascara and lip gloss or earrings or, you know, whatever, like a cute headband and be part of that. Because I think that's what it is for me is I always think, well, I'll get ready in a few minutes and then it's time to go. And I'm like, well, I guess we're scrubby today.
I don't know. Well, and I try to, the other thing that I try to do is the minute I get out of the shower, I don't know if you do this too, but like the minute I get out of the shower, I just do everything. Because if I like leave my face bare or if I don't do something to my hair and you forget, and then you have that terrible hair that we talked about. It just often doesn't get done. But if I take like 10 minutes, and I know I'm lucky because I have really short hair and it doesn't take that long to get it at least halfway styled, but just take a few minutes to get that, put the moisturizer on, you're already in the bathroom anyway, and you probably have your clothes off. If you're going to do your chest, which we should all be doing our chest, ladies, if you are younger than me, you need to start doing something to your chest like now, because I am now like, put some crap on it.
Like moisturizer?
like put product, whatever you're using on your face, use it on your chest and your neck. But I'm have like suddenly in the last year, I have this thing now where if I sleep on my side and I wake up, you know how you get those creases?
Yes.
They don't go away anymore. It takes hours. So it's like That was, it used to be like, boing, they would just be gone in like 15 minutes. And now they just stay for hours. Right. So right. I will sometimes be like sleeping on my back. Just, oh, do we have a Violet?
We do have a Violet.
Did she wake she up
said,
from her nap?
Yes, she did. She said she wants me to stop talking. Actually, okay. We should discuss Violet's ensemble right now since we're discussing style. She has spectacular bedhead. And she is wearing undies and a fur vest. And that is all. And well, she just emerged from her nap.
Her nap space. All right. Well, we can wrap this up because I feel like I'm just blathering on now.
Kind of about to anyway. Well, let's link to a few of these things that we've talked about too, including probably some we forgot to mention by brand name, but we'll link to some of our favorites. I have a few favorite drugstore mascaras and a few things like that that we can link to. This will be at themomhour.com. This is episode 48. And again, if you missed it, episode 47, we talked more about clothes and shopping. And we, as always, love to hear from you guys. You can email us hello@themomhour.com and tell us your own style challenges or brilliant ideas.
Beauty, fashion challenges, any kind of challenges or ideas. We actually need the ideas more than the challenges because we're not much help.
I think we do. But we're getting, I feel like I've improved. I guess if there's any message here is that I feel like it's way more fun and I'm way better at and I'm enjoying more the process of, you know, looking and feeling good than I was, say, 5 years ago.
So. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, bye, Sarah, and bye, Violet.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time.